Connections. Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.
Hush, Gelderesi, Akshamla, and welcome to Connections. I don't know about you, but I'm buzzing tonight. I hope to get rid of that buzz that you can hear forthwith, or it could be part of the music, I don't know. But we're going to start and finish tonight with Zoo. Now, Zoo were from France. I think they were from the Loire Valley, but I'm not quite sure. And they started their life as La Question, and well, there was a bit of a question mark over the career. They were deciding whether to do prog rock or jazz, prog rock, jazz, prog rock, jazz. There was a little bit of infighting, I think a couple broke away, and the band went on till 1972, and then I think some left to form a band called Zoo, which was Z-O-U instead of Z-O-O. This is from their first album. This is the first track on side one. And this is If Your Woman Leaves You. That's Buzz. If you lose your woman, I stand corrected, said the man in the orthopedic shoes.
You lose your
Well, I think we've sorted the buzzing problem out. I think it was sort of headphone related, but I'm not too sure. But my apologies if we start buzzing again. We've got now a little bit of Amundulsvi. The connection between Amundulsvi and Zoo is that they both come from Northern Europe. I think you probably worked that out. But here's Amundulsvi, and this is La Guadeloupe. Let's hope it's not buzzing.
Thank you.
La Guadalupe from 1974. That was Amandul Zwei, and I think we'll bring them down before something dreadful happens by the sound of it. And, God, that's a little bit loud, isn't it? Oh, that was a dramatic start to the show. And actually, Ronnie, there was all kinds of traffic problems because there's a certain football match on tonight. I can't think where. And, there was traffic and people. It was a bit of a bad combination. Sort of walked in, just put the mic up, and there it was, buzzing. So, I sorted it out. It was a plug that was not quite in its jack properly. But it's amazing what a plug that's not quite in its jack properly can cause. Now, the connection from Amandul Zwei to Max Mir Mellets. There was one I'd put here. There's both from Germany. But then I was helped a little bit more that Mike Goodstein had him on his playlist on the 2nd of January 2001 on good old WFMU. Max Mir Mellets, all I can find out about him was he was a bit of a Schlager singer, but I think he lent his hand to a few adverts. And this is basically a commercial, I think, for... my German's not what it should be, but I think it's for shoes. And, I'd like a pair of what he's wearing. Thank you very much. This is from about 1965-ish, I think. Enjoy.
Hey, Leute, ihr kriegt alles, was ihr wollt. Schicker Sound und schicke Schuhe, Schuhe für Swinging Life, meine Schuhe, deine Schuhe.
Schuh Nordwest, Swinging Nordwest, Swinging Nordwest, das ist der Hit. Wir machen Schuhmode, machen sie mit, ja!
Schuhe für euch Ladies, toller, schick, raffiniert, dass ihr euch am Morgen, mittags, abends immer happy präsentiert.
Modisch, schick,
Schuhe, ja, zu glücklich sein, Baby sing, Baby sing, das ist euer neuer Hit. Schicke Schuhe, Schuhe mit Swing.
Swinging Nordwest, das ist der Hit. Wir machen Schuhmode, machen sie mit.
Hey Lord, das sind Schuhe für euch.
Herrenschuhe, schicke Schuhe.
Darin kommt der Mann ganz groß an.
Schuhe Nordwest, Swingin' Nordwest. Das sind Schuh für Asse, dieser Trend ist enorm, das ist schick mit Klasse. Mode schick in super Form.
Super, klasse, super, klasse.
Heben sind die Schuhe schick, jedes Paar, ja, ja, ein Paar. Der Trend ist ein tolles Ding, schicke Schuhe, Schuhe mit Swing.
Swingin' Nordwest, das ist der Hit. Wir machen Schuhmode, machen sie mit.
Schuhe sind Topstars der Mode. Top und markant, eine Wucht rasant.
Schuh Nordwest, Swingin' Nordwest.
Das ist deine Mode, das ist ja unser Stil. Swingin' rein zum glücklich sein, davon hat man nie zu viel.
Happy, Swingin',
alle meine Schuhe machen jetzt Protest, weil ich mir heute neue kauf, Schuhe von Nordwest.
Swingin' Nordwest, das ist der Hit. Wir machen Schuhmode, machen sie mit. Ja!
Oh, I just want to wear a pair of those. That was Swinging Northwest from... considerably loud tonight, isn't it? Swinging Northwest from Max Mir Mellets from 1960. You see, we didn't want that to happen. I don't know why that happened. That was Jane Birkin anyway. It's a taste of things to come. It's a little bit of what you want. All right, the connection was that on November the 8th, 2003, it's all about different playlists tonight. There was an interview with the Danish band The Defeaters on coop.org, and they played the New York Dolls and also Max Mir Mallets. There you go. That was a bit of a coincidence, wasn't it? And this is the New York Dolls from their eponymous album from 1973 called The New York Dolls. And a lot of people sort of poo-pooed it when it came out. This has got a nice lipstick insignia on the label, so I think it's an early pressing. And this is Lonely Planet Boy. And how he feels. Beautiful. And well, that was quite a sort of acoustic track, really, for the New York Dolls, wasn't it? It's quite pleasant on the ear. The connection is to via the book Morrissey, Scandal and Passion by David Brett, page 267. Happens to mention the New York Dolls and Jane Birkin on the same page. I mean, it's what you'd expect in a biography about Morrissey, I think. This is from Jane Birkin's dubiously titled album from 1973, Dee-Doo-Dah. It took a lot of thought, that one. It was written by Serge Gainsbourg. And I think there's a little tip of the hat to a motorcycle in it. I'm not too sure. But this is Kawasaki. Disgustingly upbeat, wasn't it? That was Jane Birkin and Kawasaki from 1973. And, there's not many ways I could connect Jane Birkin with Nolan Porter, who's famous for the... slightly famous, you would say, for the Northern Soul hit Keep On Keeping On, which was sort of popular in Northern Soul circles, so it's not really that famous. But Jane Birkin in 1971 was in the L'Heure de sa Présentation de Modèle Prêt-à-Porter, which has got Porter in it, so there we are. This is on a label called Lizard, which is quite curious because it's got a picture of a cat on it. And what can we say about Nolan Porter? He brought out about six singles and two albums. I think that's about your lot. But that was the end of that. I think this riff was used by Joy Division on Interzone. So it's probably more famous for that than being a Northern Soul classic. But maybe they heard it down the clubs first. Here's Keep On Keeping On.
People stand on the ground. The radio station, episode 297 of a possible 318. Tonight we look at the programme Deconstruction. It was actually called Deconstruction, but thanks to a typo they missed out the C, and they thought, oh, it sounds all different like, so they kept that title. The programme's been presented by Will Bollard for some years now, and the content is various people, members of the public, E-grade celebrities, etc., etc., who play different standard songs that are out there and have been out there in some way and make up conspiracy theories about them and then talk about them on the radio. It's as simple as that. Here's last week's episode. Hello, good evening. Will Bollard here for some more Deconstruction. Without more ado, here's my first guest, Mr. Barrington Ray. All right, Barrington? Or shall I call you Mr. Ray? Or is it Bazza? You can call me what you like, mate. All right, Bazza, what record do you want to deconstruge today? Well, I'll say, I want to deconstruge, can I say deconstruge? Yeah, that's the name of the programme, mate. Yeah, I want to deconstruge Joni Mitchell's Big Yellow Taxi. Aye. And what's your point in question, Bez? Well, first of all, if I can take the liberty, I'd like to take the 45 that I've got in my sweaty hand here, yeah, and put it on the turntable, like so. Yeah, and I'm going to play it at 33 and a third RPM. Right, here we go.
We paid paradise, put up a parking lot. We paid paradise, put up a parking lot. We paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
Oh, that was Joni Mitchell at 33 and one third. Well, that's exactly my point, you see. That's me. That's you. You're having a laugh, aren't you? Yeah, Joni was feeling a bit off colour that day, and at that time I was doing some session work in the Los Angeles area, and yeah, she got me inside and said, "Don't worry, Baz, I'll speed your voice up." And I kept my silence till now, but it's bursting to get out of me. That's me. Well, surely that I know at the end. I'm telling you now, if you speed my voice up, it sounds decidedly feminine. I'll leave it with you. All right, thanks, Bez. I've got my next guest sat here all ready to go, Miss Valerie Singleton. Hello.
Hello, Will.
Can I call you Val?
Well, actually, my friends call me Pickled Cabbage. So you can be one of my friends.
Right, Pickled Cabbage. What do you want to deconstruge, love?
Well, I want to deconstruge. Is that a verb?
He's on here, love.
Yes, I want to deconstruge Lucifer Sam by Pink Floyd. Yes.
Well, go on.
Well, some friends and I have a listening club on a Sunday morning. We like to sit round and listen to Piper at the Gates of Dawn, especially, and try and find, you know, once we've played it forwards a few times, we started to play it backwards. And I noticed with this, you know, a lot of the songs, that a lot of the lyrics backwards were absolute nonsense, but with Lucifer Sam there was something different.
Well, we're on tenterhooks now.
Well, yes, I'll play the part in question. This is the end of the song.
Right, that sounded uncannily like Ziggy's One Yay or something of that nature. What did you get?
Well, after a few listens, I began to hear Doncaster 661881, which I think is a phone number.
Right.
Yes, and if you look at the mono first pressing of this, the serial number is SX6157. Now, the 615 I interpreted as being 615. So at 615 one Sunday morning, my friends and I called that number. And we got somebody claiming to be Lucifer Sam.
Right. So Sid obviously could see into the future as well in 1967 that there'd be somebody called Lucifer Sam at the end of the phone at 6:15 on a Sunday morning. Right.
Well, yes, I think to prove the point, I think we need to call it live on air.
Here goes. 661881.
Hello.
Oh, hello, is that Lucifer? Lucifer Sam?
No, it's Clive. There's no one called Lucifer here.
But I called this number the other day and you said you were Lucifer Sam. Right?
Who was that you? You frightened the living daylights out of me. You called about 6:15 in the morning. I just said you needed some juicier jam. See ya.
Well, I think that's put that bang to rights. Is Lindsay DePaul.
Thank you.
I think if craziness could be expressed in one spanner, that was a set of three spanners, and three sets of spanners. That's not to put a cap on that one. That was Voodoo Tronics by James Harpen. Before that, we had Lindsay DePaul and Sugar Me. That was for Mrs. C of Gaire Tepe. Mrs. C, it's her birthday tonight. You see, Mrs. C, I told you I'd make it buzzing. Haha. So, the connection is from James Harpham, who was one of those library musician folk. It's very much still with us, mashallah. And the United Kingdom is where he hails from, and where Nirvana hail from. Now, some people call this group Nirvana UK, but they came a long time before Nirvana, so I prefer to call the one with Kurt Cobain and the gang in Nirvana US. This is just Nirvana. This is from an album, I think it was called The Story of Simon Simapath or something like that, but it's got a really crap cover, but the music on the album more than makes up for it. It was, I think it was produced by Chris Blackwell on Island Records, but from 1967, we had earlier on the New York Dolls and Lonely Planet Boy. This is just taking out the planet, so this is just Lonely Boy. Enjoy. Don't be lonely now.
Lonely boy, your shadow is so sad, and your empty eyes like two sunsets upon the sky. If I talk about you, I do not dislike you. All I want to do is cry. All I really want to do is cry. Face, your words are wrapped in pain, and walk the streets to find a place to spend tonight? Should I welcome you or should I disregard you? All I try to do is just in vain. All I try to do is just in vain.
From £300 to £3.19.
And it's a big hello to Mr. N of Umrania. Hello, Mr. N. It's good of you to call in. He says, Tim, it's about time we have some decent connections tonight. What's going on? Well, just so happens, as you rang in, Mr. N, I was just looking at the connection between Nirvana, in brackets UK, but not in brackets, and the Cameos, who were a Joe Meek band. Joe Meek put records out on Pi Records at some point, and Nirvana, pretend brackets UK, had an album called Dedicated to Marcos III. I don't think that was of the Philippines, because there was only one of him. And that was on Pi Records. So that's a connection to Joe Meek. I can hear you smiling just as I read that out, Mr. N. Good to know. This is from 1963, and it's a group called the Cameos. And it's a song all about having no electricity. Enjoy. Oh, it's one of these. Yes, it's one of these with a massive gap in front of it. So I'm going to just talk up to that. So, yeah, the problem with no electricity is when you're sort of in the middle of something and, you're making a cup of tea or something like that, you've got no gas, you just know what it is. It's a Cameos.
Give her time and she'll come to me.
That was excellent. That was Cameos and Power Cut. And let me just bring the tone down a little bit now. Just had another call from Mrs. C of Gyrotep. She says, my birthday is not today, it's tomorrow. Sorry about that minor detail. And, well, it's another message from Mr. K, this time in Bakakoi. Hello, Mr. K. He says, Tim, that zoo song we heard at the beginning, we couldn't hear it because you were buzzing. Can we hear it again? My sentiments entirely, Mr. K. I think I'll save you the other zoo song I was going to play till another day. I think we didn't really hear it properly for the buzzing, so I think it's only fit to finish with the one we came in with. So let's make connections history. Here is Zoo without buzzing, and If You Lose Your Woman. Enjoy. Buzz free. Beautiful. From 1969, that was Zoo and If You Lose Your Woman, and I think it's time for a bit of a go around the houses. Here we go. We started off with a very buzzing version of Zoo and If You Lose Your Woman, that song you just heard, but with a lot of buzzing on it, my own remix, if you will. That was their first album in 1969. I said they both came from Northern Europe, that was another one, but yeah, both Amundsen Zwei and Zoo had their first album in 1969. Amundsen Zwei, of course, had Phallus Dei, and from them, from 1974, we had Da Guadalupe, something quite different entirely. Germany was one connection to Max Mir Mallets. The other one was Mike Goodstein's playlist from the 2nd of January 2001 on WFMU. And we had Swinging Nordwest, which was basically shoe music, as far as I'm concerned. We had November the 8th, 2003, Coop.org mixed the Max Mir Mallets and the New York Dolls on their show. That also featured an interview of Danish garage band The Defeaters. Nice little factoid there. We had the New York Dolls and Lonely Planet Boy from 1973. The Morrissey biography, Scandal and Passion, had on page 267 Jane Birkin and New York Dolls on the same page, so say David Brett. And that took us to Jane Birkin and Kawasaki from 1973. Jane Birkin was in the Lourdes Presentation de Modèle Prêt-à-Porter, which had Porter in the title, as does Nolan Porter. He has Porter in his name, Porter by name, Porter by Model Nature. And Keep On Keeping On from 1971, I think that was. We had that radio station again. And after that, we had Lindsay DePaul and Sugar Me. Voodoo Tronics, there was no connection between that and Voodoo Tronics, although you could probably say the United Kingdom. That was by James Harp, and that was just amazing. The United Kingdom, again, was a connection between James Harpham and Nirvana, the English Nirvana, and Lonely Boy from 1967. Nirvana's album dedicated to Marcos III was on Pi Records. Joe Meek had some records on Pi Records, although this wasn't one of them. That was the Cameos and Power Cut. And Northern Europe connected the Cameos with Zoo. And from 1969, we were going to have Memphis Train, but we didn't play that one. We played If You Lose Your Woman again without the buzz, or son buzz, as they might say in France. That means without ice, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. Anyway, it's been a long night tonight. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Hope it wasn't buzzing too much for you. Maybe added to the enjoyment, I don't know. Some people thought it was rather avant-garde. But hopefully next week we'll be buzz-free. But until then, keep safe, keep connected, keep warm, keep young and beautiful, and stick around for Simon's show. Good night.
Connections.
Connection.
Hazırlayan ve sunan Tim Hallam.